Okay, good morning, everyone. Continuing Hilchos Nida, Chazar Rabbi Simons. We're still in, continuing in Hargasha. We saw the tour. In the beginning, Hilchos Nida, he brought three conditions. Three conditions for Nida Deraisa. What? Dafka Dam Habamin, of course. Dafka Hei Mini Damin, Kasher Yisbar, Bezmiz Hashem, and Sim Kafa, Kof Pei Ches. Even with those two conditions, Ad Shatirgish be Yitziyosai, Umihimishu, Shatirgish be Shatirgish Boshin Nakarmi Makomo, the Yatsa the Base of Hitzo in Tamea, Vafal Pisha lo Yatsa the Chutz, the Zemishpata, Shatira, Tipas Dam, or O Afil Kechardo, or Pachos. So we have three conditions: Dami Makor, Hemini Dami, different types of red, black, whatever it is, we'll see. And then it has to be Shasta Hargasha, that the Shinekar Mimakoma. So, continuing in what a Hargasha is, so there's, Rav Simon pointed out there's a Machlekes Achroinim, if she sees Dam that comes from her goof, and she doesn't have a Hargasha. She sees it's coming from her body, but she doesn't have a Hargasha. Is that Deraisa or Derabanan? Actually, is Yitami Midraisa or Durabanan? And the Shulchan Aruch says at the beginning of Hilchos Kasamim and Kuf Tzadi, Davatara, Eina Isha Mitama, Hello Asa the Baila, Achatir Gishi, Yatsa Damim, Ibisara. The Chachamim Gazer all Kesem, Shinimsa Begufa, or Begadeha. So the Chachamim made a Gazer, if she finds a stain on her body or on her clothes, she heats a man. Vasura the Baila, Afilu Lohi Gisha. So they made this Nisr Drabanan, that she's also the Bailo, even though, right, Vasura the Bailo, Afilu Lohi Gisha. So with the Raisi Nir Hargasha, if you don't have Hargasha, so then it might be that she's telling me Drabanan, and she really has all the other dinim of, she needs the whole slew. In other words, she needs a Hamtana, she needs to wait 5 days, she needs a Zayin Nikim. She needs a hefsek tahara, she needs to go to the mikveh. The whole kit and caboodle follows from the isur, the tumah derabanan of kesem. But we're not there yet. But there, if it's only tumah's kesem midirabanan, the tumah's nida midirabanan that we call kesem. So then, like derabanan, it has kulas and there's ways out. So. That is the nafkamin, though, in terms of her getting out. If she's only tamim tumas kesem, if it's a colored garment, if it's a davshin makabel tumah, so that's really what that's the nafkamin. She could get out of that tumah derabanan. If she's tamim derabanan, it's kind of like, well, she's stuck. She has to go through the whole tahor process. Okay, so he brought the Rav Shulchan Aruch in the beginning, Hilchos Kesamim, Kuf Tzadi, and the Rav Shulchan Aruch said, Mihu afilu rasa adam migufa ena tamea ella tumas kesem im yadua shirasa shelo b'hargasha. So even though she saw it, the dam was coming from her body, she it's only midirabanan because she lacked the third condition, the hargasha. V'nafkimina the inyan rasa al beged sevua or al davar sheinu makabel tumah, and the nafkamina is now that she's only tamei derabanan. If the dam is found on a colored garment or something that's not makabel tumah, so then she's tahor even midirabanan. She doesn't need to design the kim. She doesn't need to prepare for the mikveh and all that. She's good to go. She's not tamei at all. So that is the nafkamina. If it's tumas kesem, she has, there's kulas that are associated with kesem that she could use. So again, the Shulchan Aruch Rav saying she sees that it definitely comes from her body, but she didn't. She knows she didn't have argasha, so then it's only a derabanan, and she can get out of it with the kulas of kesem, like it's a colored garment or a davashin makabel tumah. There's another major condition. We'll get to that. It has to be a certain size, right? Kikris v'od. If it's too small, the stain is too small, then she'll also get off scot-free. then Rav Simon pointed out in the Shulchan Aruch Rav and Kuf Pei Gimel seemed to be chayzer. He says over there, if it's, she sees it's vada migufa, the dam is vada migufa, it has a din of neither min haTorah. So what's going on? So Rav Simon, I think, wanted to mitaretz the stira of the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Right? She didn't have argushin. So he's saying, Rav Simon thinks it's Efshar to say that you have a kesem dam, that you have the din kesem on dam that you're seeing falling from the gufa mamish, because the pshutoy of kesem is that you find it on a beged, you find it on the body. In Kuf Tzadi, the Rav Simon wants to say the Shulchan Aruch Rav is talking about something that was that was vade b'migufa, and she was vade b'migufa, and she did not see it falling from her body, right? In Kuf Tzadi, where he's mekel to call it a kesem, when she knows that it came from the body, that is because she knows it's definitely from the body, like tight underwear or a tampon. In those situations, you know it definitely came from the body. Tampon probably be more definitely. So let's just stick with the tampon. So that would be vade migufa, but she didn't see it. She didn't see it fall from her body per se. But in Simon Kuf Pei Gimel, so she actually saw it fall from her body. So it's not really a kesem. Kesem, by definition, is you find it on something. In Kuf Pei Gimel, where he wants to say that she's tamim in her Torah, it's because she saw it fall from her body. You know, she found it. In Kuf Tzadi, she found it in a way that she knew that it came from her body, and she didn't have argashah, so it's a kesem, like a stain. The stain you find on something. In Kuf Pei Gimel, where she... he wants to say that Shulchan Aruch Rav is saying that she's tamim midraisa is because she saw it leave the body. She actually saw it. That's not really a kesem. That's not a kesem. Kesem, by definition, is you find it on the beged or on the body. And Rav Simon pointed out there's the machlokes rishonim between the Tosfos Rid and the Ramban hargasha. Is a hargasha a simin? Or a siba, this that she needs a hargasha to be tame midaraisa, is it a siba for the tuma, or is it a simin? So the Ramban said it's a siba. In other words, you need it. You have to have hargasha. In order to be tame min haTorah, you need hargasha. If you don't have it, you don't have it, and you're not tame. So the Ramban, quoting the Ramban, v'afilu biyadua shemegufa chazai davar Torah tahira ve'einan Mevian lidei ziva v'lo lidei nida kideis of the kamen v'perek aroyan. So it's a she knows for sure that shemigufa chazai, she's still tahor because she lacks the hargasha. It's a ziva. It's a condition that has to be met according to Tosfos Rit. It's just a simen that the dam has come from the makor. It's just a simen that the dam has come from the makor. If you lack this simen and you have another way to confirm that it's definitely from the makor, so then she's tamea without that hargasha. In other words, the hargasha just is a way of telling us that it comes from the makor. And if you have some other way to verify that it came from the makor, so then she's tamea. And that was and he pointed out Rav Soloveitchik was kind of I think it was going more like Tosfos Rid, that it's the chumrah that you don't need to have hargasha, you just have to know that it came from the core. Again, we mentioned last time that the Igros Moshe said that if we saw B'Shem Rav Eider said B'Shem the Igros Moshe, and there's other many poskim Bizman is out of Paskin this way, the Ribui Dam determines whether she had a Hargasha or not. The lesson that I have in Rav Eider is Mikol Makom. Im Yesh Kol Kach Dam Ala Begit Shilafi Ra'os Einei Hamayra Yef Shar Lavo Below Hargasha Yesh Lahachmir. The Ribui Dam tells us that it's Mistabra, that it was accompanied by Hargasha, and so she's telling me Midiraisa. Again, the Nafkamina is she doesn't have the coolers of Kesem to get out of the Zayinikim and the Tefillah. So that sounds like a little bit like the Rambam. Rav Avadi said, Rasa Dam, she sees the Dam come from her body, so it's a Chazaka that it came by Hargasha, kind of like the Rambam said in the beginning of Perek Tes, V'im lo yirgisha u'badaku matza dam lifnim, v'proiz dechariza v'chazka sheba b'hargasha. It's a Chazaka that brought b'hargasha, the Rambam speaking about lifnim. Rabbi Badi's saying, even if she sees it coming out of the body, it's a Chazaka that came by Hargasha. He's kind of extending the Rambam, it seems. The Rambam is talking about a b'dika bifnim. There's no hargasha, but it's hari ze b'chezga sheba b'hargasha. A body saying she saw his dump come from the body. And I think Rav Simon made a distinction between a tampon versus blood on the underwear. That kama poskim b'zman azeh, when she finds dam on the tampon, she's telling him in her Torah. It's like the Rambam, some also want to say the same thing by the Chen Kishu by Adam Vada Migufa, Mistabrish Adam Baba Hargasha. So this is the matzah that is manazad, when there's the claim that they're not having hargasha. So one way to keep nida min hatayra, to keep that it's a nida midiraisa when you don't have that condition. Seemingly, you don't have the condition of Hargasha, is that it's totally on Ribui Dam. If there's a lot of Dam, so we say it's Nida Deraisa, and the Nafkamina would be, of course, Kesem. That if we say that she's Tamei Mid Deraisa, so then she will not have those coolers of the Tumma Derabanan Kesem. If it falls on, it has to be kigris for oh, it has to be a certain size, it has to, if it's on a beket tzvua, should be tahor. If it's on a davar she'eino mekabel tuma, should be tahor. And if it's smaller than kigris for od, but if you say it's tali on ribui dam, so then we're saying it's mistaber that she had that dam came by hargasha. So that's a way around it. It sounds not like the Ramban, who said that that Hargasha is a Siba, it's a definite requirement. I don't think Rabbi Simon said that. There are those who will hold, and maybe we'll speak about this later, that when she doesn't have Hargasha, but she has like a Ribui Dam, so then we'll say that she's Tamei Midirabanan, but she doesn't have the kula of Kesem of size, because, you don't have the kula of Kesem in size, and so therefore there's some Achronim discussed that there's a concept that she can be Tamei Midirabanan. I think there's a Neta Shashuim. She says, Bari li shalah hargashti. She says, for sure I know that it didn't have hargasha. So she's Tamei Midirabanan. but she doesn't have the kulas of kesem. So I'm not sure what the nafkamina is there, but there are different cases where she will be tamei midrabanan, but not b'toras kesem. The nafkamina again, if it's not b'toras kesem, she doesn't get out with the kulas of kesem, dabashed makabel tuma, peget savua, and has to be is less than kikris v'od. So I think we'll stop there for today. If there's any questions. And we'll stop there. Okay, thank you for listening. And hopefully we'll get out of our Gusha stream, because it's kind of like confusing, you know, it's a little bit counterintuitive, because like Rav Simon said, if you find blood bifnim, so then we treat it like nida deraisa, and if you find it on the underwear, so then we're going to say, even though it's tight underwear, we know that it came from the gufa, we're going to say that it is, right, if she finds it on her underwear, we're going to say it's b'toras kesem, even though we know it vada came from the gufa, because it's possible, once it's found outside of the body, it's possible to say that it came from somewhere else. So then you have the kulas of kesem. So it's a, and so it's a little, that's the rebound? Oh yeah, unless there's a riboy, right? Unless there's a riboy dam, so you're not going, you're going to give it according like Rav Moshe and Rav Roth. Right, unless it's a riboy dam that you find on the underwear, exactly. But in the case where you don't have a riboy, and she, it's tight underwear, and she knows for, you know, what she knows for sure it came migufa, we still give it, we paskin, I think if I remember Rav Simon correctly, we paskin that it's that's a kesem, and she has the kulas of kesem, even though she, we know about it migufa, but if it's bifnim, so then we view it, she finds down bifnim, let's say on a tampon, so then we view it as a deraisa, and she has, just does not have the kulas of kesem. So, yeah, exactly. So ribui dam is the determinant, and so the shaila is on tipis dam chadshi, if she, whatever she has with the IUD or with a hormonal birth control, she only has a little drop of dam, so what do you do then? So I think it's machlokes, you know, if that's kadarka, but okay, so that's for another time. Okay, shkoyach, thank you for joining. And Mirza Shem will be Mamshech next Monday. Thanks.
Oh, man, you too. Have a great year.